Hi, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations crack their activation codes, finding the simple tweaks to enhance both performance and employee engagement. So, question for you. Any idea how much time you're spending in meetings? Well, if you're not sure, then my best guess is about 2 full days per week. At least, according to the Wall Street Journal, this is where the average is tending to fall right now. Meetings have gotten a bad rap. I hear people complaining all the time that they have no time to actually get their work done because they're spending all day in meetings. For me, though, this sentiment is the real problem. Because meetings should be serving your ability to deliver great work, not hindering it. A meeting, in my opinion, should feel like a platform from which you deliver something important, not just a drain of your time. But if you're feeling that drain, then let's talk about ways that you might dial up your impact at however many meetings are calling your name right now. First, make sure you're going to the right ones, and not the wrong ones. Seriously, I still see way too many people hitting accept as soon as the invite hits their inbox. This is where the problem starts. We all need to be more discerning about where we're spending our time. One of the biggest reasons meetings are sucking our souls right out through our eyeballs is we're just sitting in too many that we don't belong in. So here's my suggestion. Do a quick audit of the last 5 or so meetings that you were in. Here are some signals, in my opinion, that indicate maybe it wasn't a right meeting for you to attend. If the only real objective of the meeting was for someone to deliver an update, in which case, friends, no one should have been in that meeting because it should have been an email. If there was an objective, but you didn't actively contribute to it, you really only needed to know the outcome. Or there was an objective and you contributed to it, along with 3 other members of your team who were all essentially there to play the same role. Doing some hindsight audits will help you spot the signals in the future of meetings that you just don't need to be in. So start here. Next, bring your contribution to the objective. Okay, so understanding the meeting's objective helps you decide whether or not to go. And if you've decided it's a yes, now it's your job to prepare so you're ready to serve that objective. Let's say the purpose of the meeting is to choose which one of 3 possible versions of the ad campaign will be implemented. So what role do you need to play in landing that outcome? Are you on a creative team? Maybe you bring impact by having reviewed each option in detail and you've outlined the criteria that you used to cast your vote. Or maybe you're on the finance side. And maybe your impact comes through ensuring that the costs of each option are summarized transparently, ensuring that others can make an educated decision. Maybe you're in a leadership role, and your impact will come through facilitating a safe dialogue in which every voice gets heard, every vote cast, introverts and extroverts alike. Wherever you land, being clear on what you're there to deliver will help you ensure you speak up in value-adding moments and stay quiet when it's time for the value to come from someone else. We deliver impact not by speaking the most, but in the most appropriate moments. Next, observe from a distance. I like to tell my clients when I'm running a meeting that my job is to stand outside of the container they are all in. I'm there to move and guide the conversation, but also to be on the outside of it, so I can see things that others may not. Patterns or the unspoken or just dynamics between people. Now, certainly not every meeting has an external facilitator driving it. So one way for you to add impact is to step into that role, even for just a moment here or there. As a participant in the meeting, you have skin in the game. But every now and then, try taking off your participant hat and just observe what's happening. If you can spot a pattern, call it out. Like, hey team, I'm noticing that's the 3rd time someone said, we really need David here to answer that. And I'm just wondering, should we stop the meeting here and come back together when he's available? Or maybe you notice that each new idea is met pretty quickly with a reason not to pursue it. And you just call it out. Hey team, are we really open to these ideas? Can we capture a bunch without any judgment and then come back and assess them later? Sometimes just helping the team see the dynamic they're creating can deliver huge impact to the overall outcome. Next, highlight a quiet idea. Some meetings are loud, raucous, and fast-paced, and sometimes things get said quietly and fly under the radar. But if you hear a colleague say something compelling and the room just moves on, be the person who hits pause and calls everyone back to it. Sometimes delivering impact comes not from having the idea, but from hearing it and shining the light on it so others can hear it too. As long as the owner of the idea gets the credit, please do not ever be the guy who just appropriates the idea. This is a great way to add value to any conversation. And finally, take something away for yourself. The host of the meeting, hopefully, has an objective, and your role in the meeting is to help drive towards it. But that doesn't mean you can't have an objective of your own. What would make this meeting personally more valuable to you? Is someone attending the meeting that you've been wanting to build a relationship with? Can you use this as a platform for starting a conversation the two of you can take offline? Will there be a subject matter in the meeting that you've been wanting to learn from? Soak up the goods they bring. Have you been wanting to test an idea that you've been thinking about? Use this meeting as a platform to do so. Sometimes the biggest impact we can have is on ourselves, on our own needs and goals. And as long as this isn't in conflict with the host's plan, there's no shame in having a separate agenda of your own. So now, next time you're staring down a day full of back-to-back-to-backs, I hope there's something in here that leaves you feeling a little more energized and ready to tackle those meetings with gusto. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to crack its activation code, dialing up performance and employee engagement. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.